I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Looking for a new podcast recommendation? The Pod Squad are with me in studio today to tell us about Alan Carr's Life's a Beach.
First time we met, I used to do a show called Friday Night Project. And I still love Countdown.
Yeah.
And obviously you're iconic. And we got invited to go to, remember it was in Leeds?
Yeah.
Yeah, Yorkshire TV.
Yeah.
Now, me and Justin were in the audience, and I still remember, and should we say it was quite an elderly audience?
Well, it was either in the
It was like a sea of cotton wool, Carol, come on. It was like everyone had grey hair.
Yeah.
And then the woman came on, the floor manager, and said, "Hello, if anyone in here has got AIDS," I went, "What?" "Switch them off. Behind your ear, because it can affect filming." But I was looking around going, AIDS!
The Pod Squad with me in studio this Monday, our own Ellen Butler and Kieran Bradley. You're both very welcome. Ellen, what's this about?
Well, it doesn't suggest it there, but it's actually a travel podcast, more or less. Alan Carr sits
down.
That was Carol Vorderman there, which I actually listened to yesterday and I quite enjoyed. But Alan Carr sits down with quite a variety of guests, quite short podcasts, about half an hour long, and fires a couple of different questions at them. About travel, holidays, what kind of holidays they like, what kind of traveller they are, that kind of thing.
I listened to the Jeff Goldblum and Take That podcast, Kieran, and I'm not sure that from either I took away it was a travel podcast.
Yeah, it's pretty fast and loose. No, I quite like it, although Jeff Goldblum, you could ask him about anything and he'll just go off on total tangents.
Well, I mean, there was about 5 or 6 minutes spent talking about crisps.
Yeah.
And his favourite crisps.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. No, like, I think it's one of these ones where it's very guest dependent. I like Alan Carr a lot. I think he's a good crack. He's a nice guy. And I feel like he's kind of like settled into his skin a little bit over the years. Like, he's kind of different to how he would have been originally. But yeah, I think it's one of these ones that you probably dip in and out of depending on the guest. So, well, I see you went with Take That.
Because I love Take That. You know, they're coming to Dublin this year at some point, June, I think, isn't it, during the summer? And I just thought, you know what, I listened to them and I kind of knew you guys would probably pick some of the more recent podcast episodes as well.
I listened to Take That as well.
Did you?
Firstly, they weren't mic'd up properly. I'm like, why am I listening to a podcast where it sounds like one of them's the other side of the room? But I thought, you're right, it's very guest dependent. I thought they were on flogging their new documentary or whatever.
Well, that's why I didn't think it was about travel.
Yeah, there wasn't. That was a bit boring. And like, it was barely half an hour long and I thought it dragged by. So and of course Alan Carr, like, he's going to poke fun at you. You have to take yourself too seriously.
Well, he's humorous.
Yeah.
You know, himself. How long is this podcast on the go?
Oh, like ages.
2021,
sorry,
I think.
I was thinking it was like season 20, episode 9. I was like, bloody hell, it feels really new.
Season 20?
Yeah, I know. It's mad. I might have misread that, but I'm fairly sure it is.
Yeah.
But like, no, because it's odd, because when I heard it originally, I was like, the premise sounds a little bit...
I'm a celebrity and I want to come up with a podcast.
It's a bit sort of oddly formulaic, but actually, like, once you get into the chats, like, he's you know, he's good crack, he's good fun. Like, I was listening to the Bob Mortimer one this morning, and those two are great together because they're just two idiots, like, in the nicest way possible, like the two.
So did you picked which episodes you'd listen to based on who the guests were? I imagine that's probably how most people listen to
this. I think that's the way to go. Like, there is loads of it, and he has like so many guests. He's like, you say, Jeff Goldblum, Mariah Carey, with the Irish guests, you know, the classic reality TV stars in the UK. Mm. There's like, for all ages as well, a great variety. But I think it's one where you pick out who you like and listen to that one.
I thought it was interesting. Each episode seems to be, or certainly the more recent few, are recorded. There's two versions. So you can listen to the radio or the audio edit. And then there's the kind of the video or the televised version of it. So it's, I wondered, in both instances, the two podcasts that I listened to were the video version, because I had it on, you know, in the background. Mm. And I wondered, was there something different. It's unusual to see two versions displayed like that.
Yeah, so that's the way podcasting has gone and is going. And I think like some of them adjust to it a little bit better than others. Like, for example, the overlap, the football one I listen to, it's actually intolerable to listen to as an audio podcast because they're all just talking over each other. So it's actually a nightmare. But it makes sense when it's video, whereas this one is kind of similar. But like, I don't think it's solid enough.
I'm very old school. I hate watching podcasts.
Yeah. I never do it.
Think you're right. It's gone down that route now where you actually do need to see it to know what they're talking about sometimes, which I think is a pity.
I always feel it nearly looks like it's their video reel if they're applying for some sort of TV job. That's what I feel they're doing every time I see podcasts presented like that. Is there anything different about this podcast, Kieran, though?
For me, not really. Like, I think it's a pretty flimsy premise. Like, that's what I mean. It's like, oh, you know, here's just Alan Carr with, you know, whoever the guest is. That's fine. Like, you know, I just think it would be better if it was just the Alan Carr show. So I think they're, you know, they'd be better off just sort of re-up and chatting around again. And as I say, I think it's just really depends on the guest. Because, like, you know, in this business in particular, like, you'll get PRs come in and whatever, and they'll be pushing particular guests. And you can really tell that with the, you know, with the interview, like, who's just been kind of fall in his lap and who he actually really wants to talk to, and it's the latter that tends to be the better one.
Is there anything you learned from it?
Jeff Goldblum's insane.
Yeah, I don't think so. I to echo Kieran's comments, like, I think it can be a bit superficial. Like, there are formulaic podcasts where it's the same questions every time, and that does actually work sometimes because you can dig into stories, whereas this is like, have you had a holiday romance? And, like, you know, there's nothing to dig into there. So it can be a bit dull.
Although maybe when it's kind of, you know, big celebrities, though, maybe we sort of, as listeners, we kind of expect to hear them to have these, you know, overly exotic and very opulent holidays and trips. I didn't get any of that from the two episodes I listened to, though.
Yeah, I think it depends on the guest to give that, because Alan isn't, I think, a natural interviewer. He's got great presence and he's so funny.
Yeah.
And his laugh is infectious. Like the Carol Vorderman one, I just laughed for half an hour straight. They were so funny.
I didn't listen to that one at all,
I don't think he digs. It's not a great listen as such, I don't think.
You're right. I think he's too fond of his own voice, like, but in a nice way, because it's, like, it's a good vibe and he's good crack.
It's a bit of fun in the background. It's clean in the house. Listen,
exactly.
And I mean that as a compliment, like, it's
nice and light.
Will you recommend it, though?
I think give it a go. Pick out people you like and give it a go. I think people he knows, he has a good rapport with, but I wouldn't be religiously listening to it every week.
Yeah, exactly the same. Exactly the same. Like, if there's people that you like, that you like to listen to, have a bit of crack with, that's the way you got to do it.
How many stars out of five?
Three. Two.
Sounds like you're reluctantly giving that as well.
I'll go two and a half.
Two and a half.
It's a great verdict. Fine. It's all right. You know, if you like Alan Carr, you know, it does exactly what it says in the tin.
Yeah, you listen to it. All right. Listen for the moment for our Pod Squad this Monday afternoon. Thanks a million for listening to Alan Carr's Life's a Beach podcast. That's our own Kieran Bradley and Ellen Butler. If you want to get in touch with us, email, as always, is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.